Can one kidney drug expand treatment to millions more patients? Find out about this and more in today's PureDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. New data published in the New England Journal of Medicine and presented during the European Renal Association Congress suggests that finerenone may soon become an important treatment option for chronic kidney disease patients without diabetes. In the Phase 3 FIND-CKD trial, investigators enrolled more than 1,500 adults with chronic kidney disease and albuminuria, but not diabetes. Patients receiving finerenone experienced significantly slower decline in kidney function compared with placebo and demonstrated a lower risk of major kidney and cardiovascular events. Until now, finerenone has primarily been used in patients with diabetic kidney disease. However, more than half of all chronic kidney disease patients do not have diabetes, creating a potentially enormous new treatment population. Investigators say the findings support expanding the role of mineralocorticoid receptor antagonism beyond diabetes and could influence future kidney disease treatment guidelines. Experts note that monitoring for hyperkalemia remains important, but many nephrologists believe the study represents one of the most significant advances in non-diabetic chronic kidney disease management in recent years. In our next story, a remarkable long-term update presented at ASCO 2026, researchers reported that the ALK inhibitor lorlatinib continues to deliver unprecedented disease control in patients with advanced ALK-positive non-small cell lung cancer. The 7-year follow-up analysis of the Phase 3 CROWN trial showed that median progression-free survival remains unreached for patients treated with lorlatinib compared with the 9.1 months for patients receiving crizotinib. The risk of disease progression or death remained reduced by more than 80%. Investigators also reported durable control of brain metastases, with intracranial progression remaining exceedingly uncommon after several years of treatment. Researchers suggest these results raise the possibility that some patients with advanced ALK-positive lung cancer may experience long-term disease control measured in many years rather than months. Experts say the findings found solidify lorlatinib as the preferred frontline treatment for advanced ALK-positive disease and highlight how targeted therapies continue to redefine expectations of selected patients with metastatic cancer. And finally, a new public health analysis is highlighting the real-world consequences of medical misinformation. Researchers reporting in JAMA Network Open found that internet searches related to vitamin A and cod liver oil surged during the 2025 U.S. measles outbreak following widely publicized statements promoting vitamin A as a measles treatment. At the same time, America's Poison Control Centers documented a nearly 39% increase in vitamin A exposures. While vitamin A can play a role in medical management of certain patients with measles under physician supervision, it does not prevent infection, and excessive doses can cause significant toxicity. Investigators say the study demonstrates how rapidly public messaging can influence health-seeking behavior. At the same time, it underscores the growing challenge clinicians face when addressing health information circulating through social media, podcasts, and other non-traditional channels. Public health experts say the findings serve as a reminder that combating misinformation is no longer simply an educational challenge. It has become an increasingly important patient safety issue. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PureDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at PureDirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review in your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@PureDirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing, Medical News Roundup, and just ask, "What's my Flash Briefing?" Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.